on the radio. 30 years thinking, ago.
Yeah.
If you ever can,
I haven't played it in about 5 years.
If
so.
You can ever, well, if you can ever get a recording of it, y'all, and listen to it, and just be appreciative of how far we've come.
Hmm.
It is the worst produced.
It is,
it,
really?
It is a terribly, yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a neat song.
I have the album.
It's a great song,
but, yeah.
But, I mean, there's just so much background noise and,
yeah.
and
oh, wow, how
it's
funny.
Just mushy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe.
No, I'm coming up with my list.
Maybe.
Isn't that the name of it? Pussy Willows?
Pussy Willows Cattails.
That's what I have to say.
I just want to see if I can still play this. So I
go
I,
for
I,
it.
I don't
what are they?
Let,
let's hear the list
on,
so far.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Let's hear the
it's
list
on the
so
fifth
far.
Fret, if that
Zero
helps.
Love a man. Canadian trilogy.
Yeah, well, that would be a clip right there. Right.
Okay. If you can't play it, I can't follow.
Details. Details.
I have enough problems, Derek. I mean, come on.
Once in a lifetime, it may happen. But you hold love in the palm of your hand. From the moment I first saw you, I knew I'd never go looking again. Somehow a voice must have told you that there finally comes a time. But those years we spent together, they live forever in my mind. So remember to wait for me, 'cause you know I will be following soon. And out on that endless sea, we'll sail together in the bright afternoon. There are times I feel uneasy, all alone or so it seems. It's then I know that I will see you running to me in my dreams. So remember to wait for me, and I'll see you in the eye of my mind. Whatever will be, will be. We're just slaves to the whims of time. And on a clear summer night, I can still see the light in your eyes.
Decimated Jody.
I'll play a funny song next.
We had a cat.
Yeah, we already did that. It was a cat. I was very fond of it. He got diabetes, and so my life was built around 6 in the morning, 6 at night, giving him a shot. And he lived till he was like 11, and then it was actually, I think, New Year's morning. He just decided, that's it, and this is where I want to be. And I woke up, and he was curled up next to me, but gone. So I thought I'd write him a song.
And you did.
Jody, do you have some drugs you can take to me?
I'm sorry. Okay, Melissa, now's the time to play Goodbye Eyes.
Oh, that's so great.
Okay, no, I want you to play Goodbye Eyes.
I don't think I can sing it.
I want you to play Goodbye Eyes.
Okay,
but
she's
going to
play Goodbye Eyes, so you better have enough Kleenex for me, too.
I don't think I can sing it this late. I don't think I can.
But first we have to set the stage, because...
Oh, God.
Because you guys don't know the story.
Oh, God.
Now, so, some time ago, some number of years ago, Derek was involved in a relationship that did not end in the most... facile fashion.
Yeah.
And we had all scheduled a come to Alpharetta get together. And poor Derek was just, I mean, he called me. He was on the road from San Diego to back to Palo Alto. And my cell phone rings and it's Derek. And I go, hey, buddy, how you doing? He's like, okay, the whole fucking thing fell apart. I moved all my shit to San Diego.
Yeah.
And we broke up, and you know, 3 weeks later, and now I'm moving back to fucking Palo Alto,
and I'm not coming to Alpharetta.
Really bummed out. And by the way, I'm not coming to Alpharetta. You know, well, it didn't happen that way, but it was okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's so Melissa and I are like,
no,
we're like, you know, I'm shorting the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
okay,
right. It's poetic license. True.
Yeah.
It's true. Look, it's me, okay?
Yeah, really.
So,
consider
anyway,
the source.
So, Melissa and I are bummed out because Derek's bummed out, you know, and he's so bummed out, he just doesn't want to, you know, travel and come to Alpharetta. We're like, oh man, this sucks, you know, so we've got to get Derek to come to Alpharetta. It's like, so I called Derek up one day and I'm like, okay, now look, I understand. I really understand. You're heartbroken, you're upset, but look, you need to be with your friends. You need to come be with us. We need to play music. You need to recharge your soul. You need to get back into life. And, you know, it's all going to be good. It's going to be wonderful.
And, oh, by the way, get your ass on the plane.
So what happened to that, Ed?
And so he came. And so he came. Okay?
So he came.
And he came. And so we're having a great time. And it's like one day we're like, well, we don't really feel like playing, so why don't we go down to the music store? Let's go to the guitar store. You know, we'll check out a couple guitar stores. You know, we'll buy some strings, we'll play some guitars, we'll fart around. You know, So we go down to Atlanta Music Breakers, you know, and it's like, okay, let's play. We're there for like, you know, 45 minutes or so, and we play some guitars. And I'm like, well, there's another guitar store across the road. And, you know, so, yeah, we all pile into my 540.
I'm in the front seat, you're in the back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I can interrupt before you continue. Please, driving.
Please.
Melissa's in the front seat, I'm in the back seat. At this point, I'm actually to the point where maybe there is something to this living thing. Maybe this is living. You know, at this point, I'm kind of, you know, recovery mode. You know, like, okay.
The light at the end of the tunnel is not a fucking freight train.
Yeah, it isn't. It's a, you know.
So,
it might be a flashlight and a guy with a baseball bat, but it's not a train. You know?
So, no, but we brought him back
things
from the break.
That's
okay?
Right.
We brought him back from the break.
Right.
Yeah.
He's feeling good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and he knows that, you know, after the guitar store, we're going back to John Cola Drive. We're gonna drink our fucking faces off, play music, have fun. It's gonna be a good time.
Life is good.
Okay.
Life
he's good. Right? He's doing great. You know, I've got my 10-disc CD player in the BMW, right, and playing, and I go, and so we get in the car, and I'm like. Car comes on, the music starts, I go, oh wait, you know, there's a really good song you guys should hear. And I happen to know which disc it was on and which track it was, and so I queued it up.
And I've never heard it before.
And neither of them had ever heard the song before.
Dave Loggins.
Goodbye Eyes. And it's a song I used to do all the time when I was playing out and about, okay? And I love the song. It's a fabulous song. And I go, oh, you guys got to hear this song. This is great. What? Listen to this. So I put the song on. You know, it's like a 3.5 minute song. And it takes us 3.5 minutes to get out of the music broker across, you know, Georgia 9 and over into, you know, the other. And we pull into the parking lot. And as I'm pulling into the parking lot, I'm sitting there thinking, listening to the lyrics of the song, oh, fuck.
And it's real quiet in the back seat at this point.
Yeah, it's real quiet in the back seat.
There is no more deathly silence in this car than there has ever been at, like, a funeral for a fucking boat. Okay? I mean, it's like horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And Melissa's sitting in the front seat going, oh, man, this is a fucking great song.
Play it again.
As I come into the parking space in front of, you know, whatever the other music store is, and she's going like, and the song ends, right?
Right.
And Melissa's like, God, oh, what a
again.
Great fucking song. Play that again.
I didn't say fucking.
I
didn't
and
say
I'm
fucking.
Like, Melissa, shut the fuck up. Just shut the
fuck up. I'm not going to play the song again. Shut up.
Shut up,
Melissa.
And I turn the car off, and of course the CD stops. And Derek's in the back seat, and he's like,
he's looking
great.
For a butter knife.
Great. Yeah. Okay. I've just ripped the veins out of my wrist.
Yeah.
I've torn my heart out of my chest.
My chest and
in. And I'm ready to just, like, fucking bleed to death back here in the back seat of your 540i. So, you know, now we're done.
Yeah, I think what I said was, I've ripped my heart out of my chest. I'm going to put it on the ground and you back over it a few
times. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Let me just lie down here.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it was
back
like,
and forth.
You know, about 1.5 verses into the song, I realized what I had done, and I was just like, oh, fuck.
And then we went into the music store and bought strings.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great, Ed. Play that again.
Yeah, Melissa, play it again. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was so quiet, I could hear the, shut the fuck up.
It's the first time he'd ever said that to me before. Why do I have to shut up? Oh.
Yeah, she's like,
I didn't get it.
What?
I'm not sure if I know you well enough yet that you can tell me shut the fuck up. So go ahead now.
Thanks a lot.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Our song's only about half as long as this story.
Yeah, nice
cueing. Hey, the lead in is 3 times as long as the song, but it's a good story and it's a good song.
I can't sing this song now.
Yes. Oh, yes, you can. Come on.
Power and faith I have in my friend.